man, I tell you, it is a big day here on The Big Show. 1 hour from now, the legend, George Thorogood, he's going to join us. He's going to be here in Seattle coming up on July 8th. And another legend, Adam Carolla, joins us here on The Big Show. Hey, Adam, always great to talk to you.
Tell George Thorogood that Adam Carolla's favorite George Thorogood song is called It Wasn't Me.
That's your favorite? I would have had that as a bumper if I'd known that, Adam. I'm sorry.
There's still time to find it with your crack staff.
Man, I got so many things I want to talk to you about, and we got some stuff that I know Seattle and Los Angeles have in common. I heard you talking a couple weeks ago about the homelessness problem in L.A. And believe it or not, Adam, it's even worse here in Seattle. How are your politicians down there doing with that?
Well, our mayor, Eric Garcetti, announced a few years ago that it was his number one priority. And it's gotten 10 times worse since then. So I don't know if your son or daughter said algebra was going to be their number one priority, and then they just brought home F's for the next 2 years, how would you say it was going?
That's right. Well, have you heard what they're planning to do here in Seattle? We're going to be the first city in the United States that's going to have government-run heroin injection sites, or as they euphemistically call it in government speak, safe injection sites, which is kind of a bizarre concept to me.
Yeah, well, they've had those in Nevada for a while now where it's legal. They're called the Bunny Ranch. Yeah. Also, I just came up with a great plan. I'm going to solve this problem. It's twofold.
Okay.
You ready?
Hit me.
One is, once we get all the kids reunited with their loving mothers and fathers and back into their air-conditioned villas in Central America, we take all the detention centers and we move them to Seattle and Los Angeles, and we put all the homeless people in the detention centers that are currently on the Mexican border, and if there's any homeless left over, we go full Soylent Green.
Well, but then we'll have protests if we separate the homeless from the freedom of the streets. We can't be doing that.
We'll start one. We'll have one facility for them and one for their shopping carts filled with garbage.
Okay.
And then we'll reunite them.
And then the other news we had just this morning here is right under the Space Needle on a public sidewalk, a couple built what they called a tent mansion. They strung a bunch of tents together. They've been camped out there on the sidewalk for months now, and the city could have cleared it. They refused to, but they just announced today that the taxpayers are going to buy that couple plane tickets to Kansas City. And I was thinking, man, I wish I could get other people to buy my plane tickets for me.
We are living in a time that is so insane. I'll try to not to bore your audience with this, but I'm doing a project. I am building a house in La Cañada, California. We have more oak trees per square inch than any other place in the world. They're also an endangered species.
Right.
In order to tear down, for the city to let me tear down a house on my property that I own, that I pay taxes on, the first thing I must do is surround all the oak trees with a chain link fence. Even though I'm not cutting them down, I'm not going near them, they're nowhere near the house or the structure that's being torn down. They're up the hill, but the city will not, they will not sell me a permit to tear down my existing structure unless I put chain link fencing around eight of these oak trees that aren't even near where I'm working. So that's one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is I can drive in Los Angeles if I'm illegal with no license and no car insurance and no registration, no anything, hit anybody I want, get pulled over, and they will not impound my car.
Right.
So are we a lawless society or are we over regulated? Well, the answer is this. If you have money, then you're overregulated because you can cut them a check. If you have no money, then you can build your house wherever you like for free.
Yeah, no, that's what we're dealing with here is, you're not supposed to be parked for more than 72 hours, but if someone's living in their car or RV and our city is filled, when you come up here to play the Moore Theater in September, you're going to see it. We're filled with these RVs and people are putting the waste out on the sidewalk and they say we're going to ignore the law for them, but if a law-abiding person parks for 5 minutes too long at a meter, they're going to get a ticket. So you're absolutely right about that.
Look at Los Angeles. If you wanted to open, I've talked to guys who run fast food franchises. They said, we won't open a Carl's Jr. in Los Angeles. There is too much regulation. We can't. It takes 2 years, health codes, everything else. Imagine all of the regulation involving selling food, cooking food in Los Angeles, having a restaurant. Or you could get a shopping cart, outfit it with a propane tank, buy hot dogs at Costco, wrap bacon around it, go on to the grounds of the Staples Center after a Kings game and simply sell food for cash on the sidewalk, unfettered by regulation.
Right.
So which is it?
I know. It's absolute insanity. We're talking with Adam Carolla. He's going to be at the Moore Theater September 13th. You can get tickets right now while they last if you go to adamcarolla.com. I watched your thing at PragerU a couple of weeks ago, Adam, which I love. And you were talking about the language of losers. And I related to that on two levels. My wife and I have three daughters, so we raised our kids to not use the language of losers. And I was a high school basketball coach for about 10 years. And the stuff you talked about in that essay is exactly what I talk about as a parent and a coach. But tell my listeners a little bit about the language of losers.
I started noticing it because I have a lot of young employees, and it started with me telling my assistant to do something, and he screwed it up royally. And when I said, you didn't do a damn thing I said, he said, hey, I did my best. And I said, well, if this is your best, I have to fire you because you screwed up royally. And then I coined this phrase, don't do your best, do my best in the future because your best sucks. But I started noticing that all of them had a retort chamber. So I would say to my podcast producer, hey, you gotta make sure the guests are booked or whatever. And he'd yell back, I was out of the loop. And I'd say, out of the loop, you're the producer of the podcast. You are the loop. And then another guy would, it was really subtle stuff. Like another guy would screw up something and I'd say, hey, you screwed this thing up. And he'd go, yeah, next time I'll triple check. And I said, triple check? You didn't single check or double check. And I started noticing all these weird twists. I wasn't hearing, sorry, it won't happen again. I was hearing, I'll do my best. I'll triple check. I was out of the loop. Like these weird answers that were non-answers but got them off the hook.
Right.
No culpability. So, I mean, honestly, if something happened and you single checked and double checked, but you didn't triple check, it wouldn't really be your fault. But if you never checked the first time and announced next time I'll triple check, well, what's it do? It removes the burden
right.
from you. And I started hearing this all the time and realized this is a new thing. It's the language of losers. Everybody listening, listen how people reply when you say they screwed up. They don't go, sorry, won't happen again. They will then explain how they either tried their hardest or somehow got screwed.
Right. Can I add one to your list that was my pet peeve, especially as a coach? When a player would airmail a pass out of bounds, and then they'd tap themselves on the chest and go, my bad. Like that gets them off the hook from anybody else criticizing them. And that was the one phrase that I absolutely banned from the gym, was anybody going, my bad? We all know it's your bad. We all saw it, you know?
Yeah, I like it. And, you know, for me, it's at least there's some culpability or some internalization. There's something like the guys who work for me airmail the ball out of bounds and yell, you're bad.
Sounds like a great staff you've assembled there.
They're the best. They always try their best.
Yeah, they are. That's right. All right, hey, Adam, hold on. Adam Carolla is with us, and we have a lot of other stuff to talk about. I haven't talked to him since Trump got elected, and Adam, of course, was on Celebrity Apprentice. So we'll continue the conversation with Adam Carolla in just a moment as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. We are continuing our conversation with Adam Carolla. He's going to be at the Moore Theater in September 13th, but it's going to sell out. So get your tickets now. Go to adamcarolla.com. And Adam, I want to talk with you about what is the political rage in the country today. A couple nights ago, this 28-year-old socialist got elected, won the primary, but she's going to go to Congress. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. And she was on Colbert last night. And she said, I want to play you the clip because I know your background. I know you didn't go to college. I know that you just worked your butt off to get everything that you have in life. And here's something she said on Colbert last night.
For me, democratic socialism is about really the value for me is that I believe that in a modern, moral, and wealthy society, no person in America should be too poor to live. That's simple.
No person in America should be too poor to live. Is that a birthright in America, or is that the result of how hard you work and the choices you make?
Of course. I mean, why would anyone want it any other way? It's insane. It doesn't work. The people it harms the most are the people who get the most free stuff. That's the irony. The irony is you're doing horrible damage to people you're handing stuff to, just like when you do it with bears around a dumpster. You got to lock it. They can't get the stuff for free. You got to learn to hunt.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Well, we have a socialist on the city council here in Seattle. What is your take on Trump? I know you're on Celebrity Apprentice. I don't think I've talked to you since he was elected president. What's your take on him?
Sorry, I got a frog in my throat. There's a lot of stuff I like, certain stuff I don't like. I get him, and I like that he's a cheerleader for this country. That part about him I do like. Some of his tweets are a little out of hand. I don't think he's racist or homophobic or any of that crap. His kids like him. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. And finally, I know you and Jimmy Kimmel are dear friends and go all the way back. And I loved Jimmy's show. He was my favorite of the late night shows. And with the way things have gone politically, because I kind of think more like you politically, I don't want to get a steady stream of politics in late night. And I can't watch it anymore. But what's it like for you as a friend when you have a good buddy who's so different from you politically in his public stances?
I think we handle it like people should handle it, which is we hang out, we watch a game, we have a beer, we have a laugh, and we talk about projects and comedy and Oscar jokes, and we don't sit around and argue about politics. We enjoy the other 99.9% of life.
Yeah. Yep. That's a great point. I got a lot of friends who are very different politically. And same thing. We just don't talk it. Adam Carolla, he is going to be at the Moore Theater on September 13th. And we're telling you about it well in advance because it is going to sell out. So get tickets at adamcarolla.com. Adam, it's always great talking with you. I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Adam Carolla with us. And go to adamcarolla.com. Get your tickets. He always puts on a fun show. I'd love to hear your comments on anything we just talked about. You can text us at 98973. That's 98973. And we have much more straight ahead. Fast 50 is coming up right after we check the news. Here on the Dory Monson Show.